G'day everyone, Ian here. It's the 26th of October 2019, 5:30 in the afternoon. The sun is setting in the west, but it hasn't set yet. It's 5 degrees or so above the horizon. It's been a fairly warm day, Saturday, the usual. It's been a long time since I've done a recording, and I thought that it'd be nice to have a go at it again. I'm walking along in Davies Park with my redhead Spoffle on my phone. The redhead I got many years ago from Christian Payne in the UK. He had a spare one. He put it up on his little blog as a giveaway. All you had to do is say why you wanted it. And I was probably one of the few people who got back to him. And sure enough, a few weeks later, it arrived in the mail. It's always been my favourite, even though I had the lovely Jane many years ago make me several other very hairy spoffles out of some fabric that I managed to get as scraps from the Queensland Theatre Company, which I also use. A little bit difficult with the size of the phones that they are these days, much larger, so the spoffles are a little bit tight on these big phones, but I can manage to squeeze them in just. One day I'll probably tear the stitching that holds them together. But I wanted to do some recordings, and I wanted to, because I do love it. I do love it when I do it, but I just do it so rarely, and often I don't have anything to say, so I don't do it. But it doesn't really matter, I suppose, and this is what I've been thinking about. Even if I only record once a month, that's still, you know, probably 6 or 7 times more than I'm recording at the moment. And I thought, well, I've got a long weekend this weekend because I'm taking Monday off to go to the dentist. So I thought I'd take the time to do a little bit of recording and blogging and see if I can get myself re-energised and reinvigorated into doing more of it because I like it so much.
Yeah, sure.
I sat at home just before I came out and realised I actually had recordings sitting on Voice Recorder Pro 7 that I had wanted to upload previously. And I thought, oh, bugger it, I'm going to sit here for a little while and find out why they didn't upload when I tried to previously. And I found the reason, exactly the same reason why I couldn't connect CyberDuck, my FTP software program that gets me to put stuff on my site. It's because for some reason it doesn't like playing with my VPN. That's what I was after. I actually had to pause this software to go and have a remind me. Funny, isn't it? Just a little term like that. Yeah, the VPN that I use for some reason didn't want to play with my FTP. So when I turn my VPN off, it all works nicely. So, okay, that means I can upload the audio to my site while I'm mobile, which is what I want. And I then posted a blog post sitting at the computer at home, which was relatively easy. A little bit difficult because WordPress is updated and it's been 6 months, 7 months, no, not quite 6 months since I've posted anything, and WordPress is all different now. Yeah, they've completely changed things around. I don't know why it's always necessary to do that. They think that they're making things simpler, but I don't know. Anyway, so WordPress is different. So I haven't even seen what WordPress on the iPhones like to use. But what I want to do is be able to send the audio up to via FTP to my site, and then write a quick little blog post, and then have the link in the blog post that will generate the player, so that if people, or myself more importantly, in the future want to come back and listen to this little bit of babble, it works. And even though that's just a simple little process, it's something I haven't really jumped through the hoops to sort out in the past, and I thought, I'll bugger it, this weekend I might do that. And it gives me a little bit of shits and giggles for something to do to actually create a little bit of content. And it's, there's something about these audio boos, as we used to call them, when audio boom was audio boo, when it was actually had a community before everybody decided to bugger off and go away to places like Anchor. was so much fun and satisfying. And as everybody has warned us, you've got to watch out for being within closed ecosystems where other people are the gatekeepers, because when they decide to change the rules or they decide to go away completely because of their bad financial models, what happens to all that content you've created? There's all sorts of dramas over there on YouTube at the moment with people being demonetized who are relying on YouTube to generate income for them because they use YouTube as the portal to get their productions out. And it's very good at that, but YouTube are the gatekeepers. If they want to change the rules, it's gone. And the same applies with Facebook, and Facebook's getting hauled over the coals at the moment for some very nefarious behaviour, particularly about scamming video producers into leaving YouTube to create native video content on Facebook, even if it's just a repeat of what's on YouTube, because Facebook has been generating fictitious views, and people think that they're getting, you know, an order of magnitude more views on Facebook than they are on YouTube. But, you know, people moved across and they weren't driving customers, viewers, people to their home sites, and their incomes were just falling through the floor. So this cannibalistic world of these big companies is seriously starting to come to a head. And I've always agreed with... Oh dear, somebody... I think you're going to have to go for a swim, buddy. I've been in there. It's just wet.
Too bad, is it?
Well, yeah, it's just wet. Yeah, I just walked past a basketball court and they were just lost a basketball into the water. Ah, dear. I remember many years ago I was playing kick to kick with Sabina and a netball went into the river. And her netball went into the river and I just, oh well, that's the way it is. I climbed in and got it and got wet. Well, these young guys are going to have to sort that out themselves. And they're throwing rocks just beyond it in the hope that they can drive it back towards the shore. Good luck, guys. So, yeah, but for the last many months, I've not been engaging with this digital world, and I do miss it. So I've been wanting to up the ante a little bit, just because I'm a bit bored, frankly. Since Caroline moved out back in March, I don't have that distraction, if you want to call it, you know, the entertainment of being in a relationship. Much more solitude. I can easily spend way too much time by myself, and this is one way of fictitiously creating community, even if I'm just talking to myself and nobody else is listening. I don't really mind that. But I would like to do a little bit more of it, and I've got so immensely rusty at creating content online, even just writing a blog post, even just typing. You know, I was a reasonable touch typist, you know, what was it, 7, 8, 9 years ago, and I'm actually pretty rough and ready now. So I'd like to do a little bit more of it. So that's my intentions for the last several months. It's just been basically head down, bum up with work. Not much really happening. A bit of activity you can hear around me is basically as the sun's setting, there's people everywhere down here on Riverside Drive walking lovers hand in hand, people exercising in the free gym equipment the council builds, and just people walking in the late afternoon sunshine. It's quite pleasant. Yeah, I've just been working hard, and for the last week I've had a bit of a cold, which has put me in a little bit of a funk, I suppose, because I haven't really been able to have any exercise. I've driven the car to work 4 times this week. I had 2 days off work, one day I went in for just a couple of hours. But yeah, I drove the car four times. I haven't driven the car that much in a very long time. Last time I actually drove to work was back in March when, eight months ago, when I had a bit of a dose of the flu and I drove a couple of times. So I've just been really quite strict to myself to drive just to give myself a chance to recover. It was a good idea, but it's something I don't enjoy. I remember coming home from work on Thursday and I felt icky. That's the best way to describe it, because I didn't have that exercise that I'm ever so familiar with during the day. And it really does, you know, it's exhausting and hard work, but it really puts a skip in my step, all that exercise. And it makes me feel vibrant and alive and strong and fit. And it's just euphoric. And this week, having gone, we're now sitting on about 8 days without any exercise, I must admit I'm feeling stale. So I'm going to go dancing tomorrow, Sunday, so I'll jump on the bike and ride over for that. And that'll give me a little bit of a skip in my step. And I'm not going to work Monday, so I might have a bit of a gentle day and do a little bit of exercise Monday, but back into it Tuesday if all goes well. I'm definitely on the mend. The cold's almost gone, but it's something, you know, I sort of depend on a lot more than I realise. It's maybe that's the best part about having happen what's happened and not being able to drive. It makes me appreciate how fortunate I am and how much I do love it. Back on the 15th of September, I jumped on the bike. Oh, that's right. Yeah, last time I put up a post back in June, I'd only just got the new bike, which I'm loving. I am so loving it. It's so nice and it's fast and it's actually given me more energy, more enthusiasm for cycling than I thought possible. I didn't think a new bike would make this much of a distance, but it has. Back on the 15th of September, I decided to join the Bicycle Queensland big ride down to the Gold Coast. That was a 100k ride. So I ended up doing 125k's for the day. Caught the train home after dropping in and seeing Julie and her new husband James for lunch. I had a wonderful, wonderful day. It was so exciting. So much fun to ride fast. And I rode like I hammered it. I just hammered it. It was so good. The averages aren't that high. You know, 28 kilometres an hour was my average over the whole 125 kilometres. But, you know, when you consider all the stops and starts, it just knocks your average down really fast. Most of the time I was riding in the high 30s and quite often riding in the 40s. So it was great. And I really enjoyed it. Didn't get to connect with anybody. That doesn't surprise me. It tends to not happen. That's something I've been working on a little bit, is solitude, in that trying not to have too much of it. It's a little bit challenging. It's good, like last weekend, Brett and Sandy came and stayed, and that was wonderful. Some weekends I'll have a bit of a list of people to go and visit, and I'll go and visit them so I can have some interactions. That's a good thing too. Catch up with some friends who I haven't seen for a little while. I realise that I'm not the best person at catching up and socialising, even though I quite enjoy it once I get into it. I'm not proactive. It's a very common story. A lot of people are like this. And when you're in a relationship, it's easy to just end up with your sweetie because it's just the two of you. And that satisfies a lot. But now that I'm yet again without a sweetie, I need to be more proactive. Got to go up to the Sunshine Coast and see Todd at some stage. That'd be good. The drive doesn't excite me at all, but it's something I just need to suck up and do, and once I start I'll be fine. I could babble on for hours. I don't want to say too much. This is more a bit less of just a catch-up. I'm probably talking to myself in a while. Maybe when I'm an old, old man and I come back to listen to all this stuff. So many hundreds of hours of audio that I've created. I wonder if I will listen back to it all one day as a bit of a a journey down memory lane as a 90-year-old, listening to myself as a 40-something, 50, 60-something. Yeah, I wonder. Anyway, I'm going to post this as a little post, a little summary of what I've been up to, and we'll see if I can be a little bit proactive and put up some regular content, and I'll see if I can post this from my phone. I might go to the Monty and have a beer and see if I can post it from there. Okay, bye for now. Cheers.